1. Begin transmission.
Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee. And I'm trying to watch a football game without my glasses on. Yep, it's Chelsea versus Burnley. Chelsea is winning 2-1 with about 5 minutes left to play. Leicester City is also playing right now. Their game is tied 0-0 with just a few minutes left to play as well. Oh, so I'm having a day. It's actually nice outside. So I went outside and got ready to... I went to Herrenhaven and got ready to start doing a radio show. But then I noticed that my batteries were completely dead and I didn't bring any spare batteries with me. So I got back into the car, came back to my house, and here we are. Waiting for this game to end. My knee is a little bit better. It's still sore. It's giving me a little bit of problem walking. And my foot hurts. Because whatever's wrong with my knee traveled all the way down into my foot. This is some kind of tendon problem or something that I twisted. I can feel it all the way down my leg into my foot. And so that's super fun. For lack of anything better to do, I do have the pocket operator hooked up here today. What are we going to do with it? I have no idea. No idea at all. Huh. Yeah, so I'm just sitting here. We got us a Tencho beat. Yeah, so that's not very exciting. And I was trying to think, I was sort of thinking about trying to sample something off the TV again. I don't know, I guess we could try, because that one sample I got wasn't that good. Let's hear it right now.
Follow me, your bitch.
Hey, can you even understand that?
Follow me, your bitch. Follow me, your bitch. Follow me, your bitch.
It's a woman saying, I will be your bitch. Apparently she has low self-esteem. I don't know. So I'm thinking, what can we do? Can we plug all this into the TV right now? It might hurt my knee. But maybe we can get up off the floor here. Move over to the television. Jeez, some of these cables are in knots. That's not good. And we gotta try to move everything over here. Wait, we better grab the TV remote control too. Because I have a feeling we're gonna have to turn up the volume. Ow. But now the TV just changed channels for no reason. That's unusual. Did I hit the other remote? I must have. All right, working my way over to the television. On my knees. And is this even going to work? How are we going to do this? I'm going to have to put something down so I can use both hands.
In the last 20 minutes or so, it's most likely to come from a set piece.
Okay. Well, we've got TV sound, don't we? We need to turn it up a little bit. Ow. Volume, volume, volume.
There's a foul on Kante by Barnes.
Wow, my God, my TV's on 40. It's never been up above 14 before. Kind of one of those. You want to keep I don't think I'm going to get any samples out of this. This is terrible.
It's just a little late. To be perfectly honest, Conte didn't even react either, but one or two other Chelsea players complained, and the referee conceded.
I didn't hear the click track or anything. Come on, I just tried to sample.
Well, going into Sunday, and with the
I don't think I got it.
Well,
how did I do this last time? This is how I did it.
We weren't very contented.
No, we
so
got to bail.
Antonio Conte.
This is a bad plan. Unplug the thing. Did I get the sample? No, and for some reason, this thing is freaking out. Okay. For some reason, while this was plugged in, and now the clock says zero on my pocket operator. I can hear. I got some noise on the sample. We gotta check other sounds. No, the volume is all the way down again. This is the sample that we got. Just noise. And the clock says zero. We messed something up when we were doing this. Well, at least some of our samples are still here. Yay. All right, well, something freaked out. The clock has reset. And I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I'm getting tired of doing this. I want to go outside. Looks like the game is over. I am getting tired of dealing with all this crap. And we haven't made it to 1,000 shows yet. Counting this show, we're at about what? 974 episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's just an estimation. I don't really know. I could count, but I don't feel like it. I really don't. And what else are we going to do with the pocket operator today? What haven't we done yet? Well, we have sampled a whole bunch of stuff. I guess we could get out some other piece of equipment, like my MC303. Try to sample that, but then I'd have to find a cable. Because the pocket operator uses 1/8 inch, when all professional gear uses 1/4 inch or XLR. Oh, brother. Well, I guess the first thing to do, maybe we should erase this pattern. It's gone. All right, so what are we going to do instead? What do we feel like using today? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should start with a beat instead. Let's make a drum beat. What speed do I want it to be? How about disco? All right, well, let's start with... Oops, not that. I'm in the wrong mode. Put in some kick drums. Yay, kick drums. Wait, let's change this to this. Yay. We have a beat. Yeah, that kind of sounds like something. Now, what are we going to do for sound here? I don't know, I'm just making stuff up. That's pretty boring, but that's all the memory the thing has. Yeah, so it's not like we're going to add in any other exciting stuff. About all we can do now is bump it up to Tencho speed. Yeah. Boring. Oh man, what do I feel like doing today? I don't know. I should take these headphones off so I can put my glasses on so I could see what's on TV. What's happening on TV? Nobody knows. The Leicester game ended in a 0-0 tie. Okay. There's the scores from yesterday. Manchester 2, Bournemouth 0. Oh, I don't feel like doing anything today. What's happening? What's coming up next? Oh, Premier League Goal Zone. So, highlights in 20 minutes. Maybe I'll watch that. I don't know. What's on Movieplex? Good Burger. Oh, that'll be worth watching. Not... at least Beat Street's not on. Oh, look what's on tonight at 12:45 a.m. UHF, starring Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, I'm really hungry. Why am I so hungry? Suddenly, I need to eat something. I'm starving. Oh, so there's a bunch of TV to watch tonight. Nothing good on in the meantime. Any more games on today? It's Thursday, right? Oh my god, Yongeri is on. Monster from the Deep. Yongeri. was the Korean answer to Godzilla. And it's pretty bad and good at the same time, in that it's a bad old movie sort of way. Oh, and look what's on tonight later. The Social Network comes on at 6:15. That means the scene that I want to watch comes on at 6:45. So I got to remember to flip it over to this channel at 6:45 so I can see Mark Zuckerberg receive the sandwich in the Porcelain Club from the Winklevoss twins. Yeah. That's the big mystery of the movie, is what kind of sandwich is that? They don't talk about it. Why even have it? What's the point of having this sandwich make an appearance in the movie if they're not going to talk about it or mention it at all? You know, they walk into the Porcelain Club, and then one of the Winklevi says to Mark Zuckerberg, "Hey, do you want a sandwich or something?" Mark Zuckerberg says, sure. Winklevoss twin disappears, comes back, throws him a sandwich, and that's it. Why do we need that bit of stage business if they're not going to expand on the sandwich? Was there more? Was there more filmed? Did they film a big scene that explained the whole sandwich and all that stuff? And then they cut it out when they edited the film? I don't know. The sandwich serves no purpose. It's not even a MacGuffin. There's no reason to bring up the sandwich or to get one out or anything, but no, there we go. Hand the guy the sandwich. That's really starting to bother me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to watch the movie The Social Network, starring Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg and starring Armie Hammer as both of the Winklevi. What am I doing? I'm trying to put my glasses on. This doesn't work. It's not working. Put those back down. So, yeah, The Social Network. Watch the movie. You only have to watch it for about a half an hour. The scene with the sandwich comes on about half an hour into the film. And it bothers me so much. What kind of sandwich is that? What's the deal with the sandwich? It makes no sense.
Bass drop, baby!
It really doesn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure I've ever watched The Social Network all the way through. I think I have. But whenever it's on, I'm always flipping over to it to see what's going on. And, of course, to see that sandwich scene that confuses me to no end. Why do we have the sandwich? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of sandwich is it? You know, and why is it wrapped? Okay, because you got to understand that. When he says, "Hey, do you want a sandwich or something?" Then Mark Zuckerberg says, "Oh, yes." The Winklevoss twins do not proceed to make a sandwich. The guy disappears for a second, and he comes back with a sandwich. A hoagie-type sandwich, a submarines-type sandwich, a grinder-type sandwich, whatever you call it in your neighborhood. This is a long sandwich, and it's wrapped in plastic, and there is apparently a label on it. That seems to imply that this is a pre-made sandwich. And it might even be a commercially made pre-made sandwich, which raises more questions. Like, who is the manufacturer of sandwiches for the Porcelain Club? Right? Don't you want to know that? I mean, the Porcelain Club, one of the probably the most exclusive final club at Harvard. They have somebody making sandwiches for them, and these sandwiches are apparently always in stock because you can just walk into the Porcelain Club at any time and just get one of these sandwiches. Well, I'm not saying anyone can walk into the Porcelain Club. Obviously, this is an exclusive membership, super snob Harvard thing. But still, That means there's always sandwiches at the ready. And really? Does that make any sense? How many members are there of the Porcellian Club at any given time? You know, there can't be more than 20 or 30. And are every single one of these members going to the club to get these sandwiches? How many sandwiches do they have laying around? What I'm curious as to the stock, the inventory. What kind of sandwiches? How many sandwiches? It's the sandwich logistics of the Porcellian Club that I'm so curious about. I don't really give a crap about anything else that the Porcellian Club does. You know, I really don't. But ever since seeing this movie, The Social Network, I'm just... what's the word I'm looking for? I'm hyper-focused on this sandwich. And this movie, the fact that they show me this sandwich, now I have to watch the movie. Every time it's on, I have to see if I'm going to be able to catch the sandwich scene. Sometimes I catch it, sometimes I don't. And then I start thinking about those sandwiches. What is going on? The more I talk about sandwiches, the more hungry I apparently get. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I so hungry? I didn't get up all that early, did I? I can't remember. Did I eat today? Maybe I'll just sit here and drink tea instead. I want tacos. No, I want pizza. No, I want hamburgers. I think my phone is ringing. I got my headphones on, so I can't really tell. I don't care. Unless it's the Porcellian Club calling me up to tell me what kind of sandwiches they have. I have no interest in answering the phone. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're showing the highlights of this game. Burnley versus Chelsea. Chelsea guy comes in. Oh, no, we can't score the goal. Maybe it's because they don't have sandwiches from the Porcellian Club. I gotta make a note. 6:45. Oh, I could set the timer, the alarm on my pocket operator, to tell me when to tune into the movie. But the clock's messed up. How did this happen? So now I gotta reprogram the clock, turn it off, gotta take the batteries out, put the battery back in, reset the clock. Then I have to set the alarm for approximately 6:40 or 6:45 to remind me to watch the scene where Mark Zuckerberg gets the sandwich. And this is the only question I have for Mark Zuckerberg. If I were to meet Mark Zuckerberg in person, you know, first of all, I'd have to be, you know, held back so I don't punch him. But somebody could say to me, okay, we got Mark Zuckerberg in the other room, and you can do one of two things. You can either punch him in the head, or you can ask him the question about the sandwich. Which is it going to be? Oh, that would be tough. But I might be able to control myself just long enough to say, okay, I promise not to hit him. I promise only to ask about the sandwich. Then I would go into the room and say, okay, Mark Zuckerberg, what kind of sandwich was that that you got in the Porcellian Club? You know, in the movie when you're standing there and the guy says, hey, do you want a sandwich or something? And then you go, sure. Then he throws you a sandwich. What kind of sandwich was that? I need to know a lot of information. What kind of bread? What kind of meat and fillings and stuff? It looks like there's lettuce. So that's good. Is it ham and cheese? Ham and Swiss? I like ham and Swiss. Is it roast beef and cheddar? Is it prosciutto? Is it prosciutto and Genoa salami? What the hell kind of sandwich is it? Makes me mad. Really starting to go a little bit crazy about this whole sandwich deal. My phone is ringing again. God damn, what is going on? I don't know what's happening, but I'll go and I'll check later. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now here's an interview with Chelsea guy. Why did you not score more goals? Blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, it was because I didn't get a sandwich from the Porcelain Club. I wonder if I could call the Porcelain Club and ask him about the sandwich. Call him up and act like I'm a member. See if it's the show about the social network. Maybe I can social engineer my way into some information about those sandwiches. Call him up and I'll say, hey, I'm walking across the quad and I'm starving. What kind of sandwiches you got? That will be my pretext call. For the Porcelain Club. Somebody look up that number. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I do not know. And that's okay, because you don't always have to know what you're doing. I mean, it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, but the truth of the matter is, you don't always have to know what you're doing. Sometimes you can get away with faking it. Sometimes you can just make it up as you go along. Sometimes I just don't know what to tell you. So let's listen to some music. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dig that funky beat. Oh, yeah. Other than, you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, whether you like it or not, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm kicking out the jams, and I'm waiting for my sandwich movie to come on. Will Mark Zuckerberg eat the sandwich? We never see it again. Having a little bit of madness today, so I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.